Hey there. You're listening to Let's Keep It Real. I'm your host, Natasha Tiffany Talks, and this is the podcast where we're taught things, the real things about love and relationships, self-development, faith, and money. It is certainly my pleasure to be back again with you all. To all of you listening for the first time, welcome. To all of you returning, welcome back, Elcare family. Every time I get to be with y'all is a real blessed day. We focus on tackling taboo, hush-hush topics with a real, fresh perspective to bring enlightenment, freedom, and promote holistic, wealthy living. We are keeping it real, talking about life, and man, does it feel so good. Without any further ado, let's dive into today's episode. What is up, family? Episode 2, and your girl has rebranded. The podcast is now called Let's Keep It Real, and it's been a whole entire year since I dropped episode 1. My goodness, my God, my goodness gracious God, like whatever the saying is. It's crazy. It's wild. It's super wild. But we're here. We're finally doing the thing, and I'm just so excited to really be here with you guys. These episodes really are not going to be scripted. We're just going to be talking real things. Like, you know, this is Natasha Tiffany Talks. This is your girl Tosh. And the podcast is Let's Keep It Real. Let's keep it real about all things love and relationship. Let's keep it real, all things personal development, growth, trauma. Let's keep it real when we talk about money. Let's keep it real when we talk about life in general. Well, let's keep it real when we talk about God. Any believers in the room? Like any believers out here? Let's keep it real about all the things that we should be keeping it real about, okay? That's what this podcast is here for. And like I said, it's been a whole entire year since I dropped episode 1. So much has changed in my personal life, y'all, since I dropped episode 1, June of last year, 2021. We are now in June of 2022. And I was previously in full-time entrepreneurship, full-time working also as a full-time realtor. And your girl ain't any of those things no more. That's not necessarily true because I still got my license, but things have changed. Things have changed drastically. Your girl was on Instagram every single day, 7 days a week, 24/7. I'm not on Instagram like that no more. I don't know why I'm talking like this. Like, what's up with this accent? I really don't know. Let's drop it. I'm not on Instagram anymore, you guys. I'm not on Instagram anymore like that. Like, I know that a few of you have seen me like perusing, like, you know, I still check in and stuff, but making content, like posting, taking on clients, coaching, all that stuff, I'm not doing that no more because, you know, and this is the Let's Keep It Real. Let's Keep It Real podcast. I'm gonna just keep it real to tell you guys all the tea, but this is not really about the tea. This is, we're talking about real life topics and stuff. We're not talking about my life. We're not talking about Tosh, but you know, seeing as this is the first episode in a year, I just got to give y'all some context. But yeah, I'm not doing any of that stuff anymore because I realized that life is so much more than just keeping up appearances, staying on social media. Social media is not real life. And to be honest, I was neglecting myself in the process of chasing what I thought was purpose and what I thought success looked like. But was really what society deemed it to be. And it was not my definition of success. It wasn't what I wanted my life to look like. It wasn't what God was calling me to. And so your girl had to skirt off the gram. Because I probably, to be honest, y'all, I would not be here. I would not be here. If I was still doing what I was doing, I probably would not be alive. It was that deep. And maybe over the course of some of these episodes, I'll let y'all in on what I mean by that. But this episode really is not about me. And it's not going to be a long episode. These episodes are not going to be long, y'all, because I really just want to give you guys something where we can have a conversation. Like, I know it's just me talking through this mic right now, but I'm envisioning that you're sitting across the table from me and we're having a conversation. So, like, let's do it up. Pretend that Tosh is right where you are. If you're on your way to work, I'm in the car right beside you. You know, if you're on your way home from work, if you're sitting down to eat a meal, if this is your lunchtime, what up, boo? hey, like, let's deep dive, let's have a conversation, let's talk about the real things of life. So this episode really was prompted by an Instagram post, and I was just, again, perusing on Instagram and just looking at some past posts that I made as I am now diving into, I'm going to try my hand at blogging. I'm not a writer. I actually hate writing, but somehow I find myself writing all the time. Like, I think one of my favorite parts about making content was the writing aspect, the designing aspect, but also making like my captions, because I feel like that is where you guys were able to really hear my heart, you know. And honestly, the amount of characters that Instagram gives just is not enough. Like, your girl could go on and on and on and on and on forever. But I found that a lot of y'all enjoyed actually my captions and stuff, and so I just have a heart to share like my experiences, you know, the things that I'm realizing in life as I continue to live it and stuff like that. So your girl is blogging as well. It's going to be the blog. It's going to be this podcast. And then there's also something super exciting also coming out. But we ain't going to talk about that yet. So, yeah. I made this post on Instagram. And it was February 28th of this year, 2022. And it was a statement that I made during the time when things really started to shift for me. I had, prior to this, I think, Miss Universe, I think she had passed away. She actually had taken her life, and I was reevaluating just a lot of things with my career, with my life, where I wanted to be, my walk with God, and all of these different things. And I just realized, I remember going into the new year, at the end of every year, I like always see God, like, God, okay, we go into a new year, like, what's the new year resolutions, what's the new year word, what are you trying to tell me, like, how am I supposed to approach this new year, everything like that. And I remember God had laid on my heart this word ownership, that I need to start like taking ownership for my life. And I had pretty much just let life happen to me and wasn't really conscious of the choices that I was making, because of choices that I had made in my past, they yielded specific fruit results. And some of the fruit was not good fruit, y'all. It was not good fruit. And so I really just felt impressed on my heart that I needed to really start taking ownership for my life, making good choices, choices that aligned with the word of God and what God's will and plan for my life really is as a believer and my individual life as well. And so anyways, February 28th, yeah, somewhere around there, Miss Universe had passed away. And I was just like, yo, I'm not going to do this Instagram. Like, I don't got time to be making content every single week and spouting out this stuff and slapping a label on it and saying God said this. And God, like, anybody else hate that stuff? Like, when you be scrolling on Instagram and you just see the God said, like, God said to tell you this, or God spoke, or God is saying. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's all cute and stuff. And in general, God may be saying that because some of it may align with his word. But like, is God saying that to you right now in this moment? Like, it just can be so confusing. Like, get into your word, y'all. Get into your word. Hear the word of God for yourself. Pray. All that stuff. Don't rely on what people are posting and what people are posting really to get likes for to be the voice of God in your life. Like, it's not sufficient. Okay? Side note. And yeah, I was just like, no, like, your girl's low-key dying. Like, when you look at Miss Universe, I think she was 2019. When you look on her page, she looked good. She looked fine. Like, beautiful, beautiful woman doing her thing. Not a hint of any mental illness or trouble or anything like that. And she literally took her life. And it's like, as I was looking at her, I'm like, yo, I feel like I'm looking at me. Like, mans out here don't know. They don't know that your girl's low-key struggling. And it just was a lot, because I was just like, yo, somewhere along the way, as much as I'm trying to share, you know, what God has shown me and things that life has taught me and the experience that I have and the expertise that I have, I'm neglecting myself. And so I can't do this. I can't try to save everyone else and lose myself. And this is what we call a superhero complex. I have that. A lot of people have that, but I have that. And it's something that I have had to take the step back from, you know, social media and a lot of other things to heal from, because I had to realize that, like, God is my sufficiency. I don't need to mean something to other people to be validated as a human being. My worth is not tied up in what I do for other people or the value that they see in me. I am worthy because. And that's still something that your girl's working through, to be honest. So that's a piece of encouragement as well. If you are one of those persons who are out here thinking like you got to do the most, move hell and high water, I don't even know if that's the term, to be validated, like, and to feel like you're worthy or you're worth it, please don't. Step back, like, learn to love yourself, realize that your worth is tied up because God made you and because you are. But yeah, anyways, I decided not to sleep on me. I literally posted this February 28th, and it was during this time that the realization happened, and I was like battling within myself. Like, I really felt like God was telling me, you need to get off Instagram, you need to like step back from all these ones because you're low-key gonna die. Like, I was having suicidal thoughts. Like, I was like, I don't know if I want to be here no more. What's the purpose to life? It just felt like everything bad was happening in terms of just life, like the world around is so much death, like COVID, like all these different things. And I was just like, your girl's not feeling it here on earth. Like, earth is ghetto. Yeah, not feeling it at all. And so anyways, I wrote this caption. I said, highly recommend, meaning I highly recommend that you don't sleep on yourself. Something shifts when you realize that impossibilities become divine possibilities when you take ownership of an important choice. And what is that choice? Faith for you. So you know those ones where you is, and like this from all my fellow believers, maybe not even just my fellow believers, but you know those ones where it's like, you know, your friend comes up to you and they're like, oh my goodness, like, I really, really want this thing. Like, I really want this job, but I just don't think I'm going to get it. And you're like, nah, girl, you got this. Like, you, if anybody finna get this job, it's finna be you. Like, if you ain't going to have faith for yourself, I'm going to have faith for you because it's going to happen. And the more so as a believer, you're just like, child, God got you. Like, God got you. Like, you ain't got to worry. And they stay worrying, but you're just like, I'm chilling because I know God got you. But then when it comes to yourself, you're just like, God, do you got me though? Like, am I going to, is it gonna work? Is it a thing? Like, you just, all the faith seems to poof, disappear. Like, it just, it's not working out. There comes a point in our life when we have to make a choice to take ownership of our life. And taking ownership of our life means having faith for ourselves, believing God for ourselves, believing that the things that we desire and believe God for other people can actually happen to us. Everyone else stays snoring, but I'm wide awake to the power and possibilities that can happen for me. Oh, there's so much revelation when, and not just revelation, but so many possibilities and so much enlightenment and so much hope and joy when you realize there are possibilities and there's so much power in the things that can happen for you. It's a hell of a thing when you realize that people underestimate what you have to bring to the table, but it's a hell of a thing when you realize you gave them permission to underestimate you because you underestimated you first. Let me tell you something. People follow suit, okay? Whatever you believe of yourself is what people are going to believe of you. So you set the trend. You set the mark and the standard for how you're treated. That is really the truth, right? So you want to believe that all of these things are possible, or you want all these things to be possible, and you want to be invited to the table, or you want a different table to be set, you want different doors to be open, you want to be a trendsetter, you want to walk in rooms that nobody thought was possible, and not because you need validation from other people, but you truly desire this. Like, believe that is possible for yourself. Really actually believe that is possible for you, and it will happen. Like, that's not even on some manifestation thing. That's just on some, like, anything is possible with God. Like, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength type ones. So anyways, yeah. Okay. Want to be taken seriously? Want to be treated in a specific way? Set the standard for how you want to be treated by the way you treat yourself. Something transformational happens when people realize they can't take you for idiot. Meaning, English translation, they can't take you for a fool. Want to know what's more than that? Because who cares about everyone else and their opinions? Something transformational and freeing happens when you stop taking you for idiot. Stop dumbing down your voice. Stop waiting for what little they want to give you. Stop waiting to be saved. Stop waiting for outward validation. Stop looking for external applause. When you realize you can be all of the things you told yourself and heard others tell you you could never be, that's when things change. Y'all, I promise you, when I left Instagram, I was sweating buckets, okay? And what happened after, for a period of time, I felt like I was drowning. Like, and it wasn't just because of Instagram, but it was the changes and the shifts that began to happen in my life because I decided I was not going to settle for what society told me was norm. It's because I started to walk against the grain and I just started to do things differently, and not even in a loud, aggressive way, but in a silent way. I started to get used to not scrolling 24/7, you know, being in the real world, having conversations with the people around me, looking at the beauty around me, realizing the endless possibilities I had locked myself off of, thinking that there was only one way, that there was only the social media way, that there was only the entrepreneurship way, that there was only one way, you know. And man, things just started to change, doors started to open. But at first I felt like I was dying. It felt like a death. And it really was. It was a death to everything that I had previously known, at least for that little season. And it was a renewing, an opening of my mind and my eyes to the endless possibilities, to hear the voice of God, to a clarity that I hadn't experienced in a really, really long time. Things change when you realize you're deserving. You can be consistent. You can show up for yourself. You can do better and be better. Your past does not have to define you, and it does not have a hold on you. You don't owe updates on your life to anyone. And that's really what Instagram is. It's literally you. After a while, it'll feel like you owe everybody an explanation of what you're doing with your life. You have to update them, because if you don't post it, then it never happened. That is a lie. That's a big lie. You're free to fail. Because it's through failure you find recourse to win. I promise you, failure is one of life's biggest blessings. It is through failure the path of success is found. Okay? So when you face failure, when you face those ups and downs and things seem like they're at a dead end, it's one route you know you never have to take again. And you can walk through other doors. You can, you know, try other possibilities, and maybe you'll end up exactly where you're supposed to be. And it's in those moments too that I find the voice of God is very clear. You know, you learn, you look back, and you see the things that you should never ever do again. And you realize, you know what, I get another chance, because life is not over. As long as I have breath in my body, life is not over, and I have another opportunity to see the hand of God in my life. Okay? And Jesus loves you, and no one, nothing, no lack or abundance, not even you, can change that. Once you embrace a life of true faith and see in yourself what God sees when he looks at you, what he saw when he created you, what he saw when he was on the way to the cross to die for you, when you embrace that, you'll find yourself awake. You'll find yourself free. You'll find it easy to accept that you have a purpose, that your life is actually worth living. You'll be joyful and you'll be thankful for the job that you work, for waking up to see another day, for the car that you drive, the little things that we so often forget are actual blessings. You'll begin to embrace that. And I pray that you realize and that you embrace. I pray that you too will decide never to sleep on yourself again. Well, that's it. This is episode 2. Just a little bit of encouragement. Decide not to sleep on yourself. I'm super excited for the rest of the season, and y'all, to be honest, I really don't know what it's gonna look like, but I'm gonna just be obedient and just you know, go on this journey. We're gonna talk about all the things. If you have any topics, questions, anything that you'd like for us to discuss, stay tuned. Listen to the very end of this episode and details on how to submit your questions, topic requests, and all of the things. There are going to be story times. There are going to be guests. Super informal. We're going to play games. We're going to just do all the things. I don't know. We'll do it. There'll be encouragements, but more than anything else, I just want to have conversation with you guys. I want to talk. I want to share the real things, because I know there are so many people who are struggling. I know that there are so many people who are going through things, and life is honestly just way too short and way too sweet to spend it seriously. And you know, feeling down and feeling depressed and wondering what if, and constantly being bombarded by thoughts from the enemy and, you know, all the just different things, and so many people facing mental illnesses and all the other things. And so I hope that this podcast is really just a source of enjoyment, of joy, of peace, encouragement, and a breath of fresh air. All right. Until next time, I love you guys. It is your girl, Natasha Tiffany Talks. Ciao.
So that's it for this week's episode of Let's Keep It Real with your host, Natasha Tiffany Talks. Thank you so much for tuning in. Before you go, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Natasha Tiffany Talks. Hit the subscribe button here if you haven't already so you don't miss out on any future episodes. And please leave a review. It helps your girl out. Just drop some stars. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, all that stuff, so other people can join in on these topics too, on these conversations, all the great stuff. If you do have any questions or topics you'd like to submit to the show, check out how to do this by clicking the link in my bio. And once again, this is Natasha Tiffany Talks. As always, it has been a pleasure hanging with y'all, my Elkir family. Until next time, let's keep it real.